high is in the lower 30s. West winds 15 to 25 miles an hour. For Sunday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Scattered snow showers overnight. Lows around 15. Chance of precipitation 30%. And for Columbus Day, mostly cloudy. A chance of rain and snow showers. High is in the mid-30s. Chance of precipitation 30%. For Tuesday, a chance of rain and snow. Lows around 25. Highs near 40. For Wednesday, a chance of rain and snow. Lows around 25. Highs near 40. For Thursday, a chance of rain and snow. Lows 22-25. Highs around 35. And for Friday, a chance of rain and snow. Lows 22-25. Highs around 35.
These are the 8 p.m. coastal and marine observations for Friday, October 11th. At Grand Marais Harbor, the temperature was 55 degrees. The wind was calm. At Silver Bay, the temperature was 63 degrees. The wind was southwest at 9 miles an hour. At Two Harbors, the temperature was 63 degrees. The wind was south at 6 miles an hour. At Sky Harbor, the temperature was 64 degrees. The wind was south at 13 miles an hour. At Superior, the temperature was 66 degrees. The wind was south at 10 miles an hour. At Ashland, the temperature was 67 degrees. The wind was south at 15 miles an hour, gusting to 25. Devil's Island recorded winds from the south at 8 knots. The air temperature was 68. Passage Island recorded winds from the southeast at 24 knots. The air temperature was 57. Rock of Ages recorded winds from the south at 21 knots. The air temperature was 61. 48 miles north of Ironwood recorded winds from the south at 17 knots. The wave height was 3 feet. The air temperature was 63 degrees. The sea surface temperature was 49 degrees. The nearshore marine forecast for the waters within 5 nautical miles of shore, from Grand Portage to Duluth to Port Wing, small craft advisory in effect. Gale force winds expected Saturday and Saturday night. Tonight, southwest wind 20 to 25 knots, becoming northwest around midnight. Showers likely. Waves 3 to 5 feet. Saturday, northwest wind to 30 knots, increasing to 35 knots gales by afternoon. Scattered rain showers, mixing with snow late. Waves 3 to 5 feet. Saturday night, northwest gales to 35 knots. Rain and snow showers. Waves 4 to 5 feet. Sunday, northwest winds 20 to 25 knots. Scattered rain and snow showers. Waves 3 to 5 feet. From Port Wing to Saxon Harbor, small craft advisory in effect. Gale force winds expected Saturday and night. Tonight, south wind 15 to 25 knots, becoming northwest after midnight. Showers likely. Waves 3 to 4 feet, building to 4 to 6 feet late. Saturday, northwest gale to 35 knots. Scattered rain showers, mixing with snow late. Waves 5 to 7 feet. Saturday night, northwest gale to 35 knots. Rain and snow showers. Waves 6 to 9 feet. Sunday, northwest winds 20 to 25 knots. Scattered rain and snow showers. Waves 5 to 7 feet. For the open waters of Western Lake Superior. Gale warning in effect. Tonight, south wind 15 to 25 knots, veering southwest to 30 knots. Showers and thunderstorms likely after midnight. A few gale force wind gusts to 40 knots in thunderstorms. Waves 3 to 5 feet, building to 5 to 8 feet. Saturday, west wind to 30 knots, veering northwest and increasing to northwest gales to 35 knots late in the afternoon. Rain showers becoming scattered late. Waves building to 6 to 9 feet. Saturday night, northwest gale to 35 knots. Rain and snow showers. Waves building to 9 to 12 feet. Sunday, northwest gale to 35 knots, diminishing to northwest wind 15 to 25 knots in the afternoon. Scattered snow and rain showers. Waves subsiding to 6 to 9 feet. Sunday night, northwest wind 15 to 25 knots, banking southwest. Scattered rain and snow showers. Waves subsiding to 5 to 8 feet. Monday, southwest wind 15 to 25 knots, increasing to southwest gale to 35 knots. A chance of rain or snow late. Waves building to 9 to 12 feet. Tuesday, west gale to 35 knots, veering northwest and diminishing to northwest line to 30 knots. The chance of rain or snow. Waves subsiding to 6 to 9 feet. Wednesday, northwest wind 15 to 25 knots. The chance of rain and snow. Waves subsiding to 4 to 6 feet. This is NOAA Weather Radio Station KIG-64 Duluth. Operating on a frequency of 162.55 MHz. To serve the residents of northeastern Minnesota and northwestern Wisconsin, as well as marine interests on western Lake Superior. This program originates from the National Weather Service office in Duluth.
These are the 8 o'clock p.m. observations for Friday, October 11th. At the Duluth International Airport, it was mostly cloudy. The temperature was 63 degrees, and the relative humidity 55%. The wind was south at 15 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.79 inches and falling. At Superior, it was mostly cloudy. The temperature was 66 degrees, the 2.52, and the relative humidity 59%. The wind was south at 10 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.76 inches and falling. At the Twin Ports Harbor, it was mostly cloudy. The temperature was 64 degrees, and the relative humidity 55%. The wind was south at 13 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.78 inches and steady. Around the Twin Ports, it was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 64 at Cloquet and 63 at Two Harbors. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 66 at Moose Lake and 65 at Hibbing. Across the rest of northeastern Minnesota and International Falls, thunder was reported, with a temperature of 62. At Grand Rapids, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 64. In northern Wisconsin, skies ranged from partly cloudy to mostly cloudy, and temperatures were in the mid to upper 60s. Around the rest of the region, skies ranged from mostly cloudy to cloudy, and temperatures were in the mid to upper 60s.
A strong cold front on the western Minnesota border will move through northeastern Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin overnight. Rain and a few thunderstorms will develop in Minnesota by midnight and in Wisconsin after that time. Saturday will be a day of low clouds and lingering light rain. On Sunday, a cold high pressure will be in place and will spawn a few snow showers. Overnight lows will be in the low 40s north to the low 50s in southern Wisconsin. Highs on Saturday will range from the low 40s north to the low 60s in southern Wisconsin. Look for falling temperatures during the day in Minnesota.
The Duluth Climate Summary for this evening, as of 5 o'clock p.m., October 11th, 2002. Today's high temperature was 69 degrees. The normal high is 55. The record high is 79 degrees, which was set in 1995. Today's low temperature was 48. The normal low is 37. The record low is 21 degrees, which was set in 1936. No precipitation fell today, which leaves the monthly total at 1.61 inches. This is 0.58 inches above the normal amount of 1.03 inches for October. The total precipitation for the year still stands at 28.58 inches, which is 2.07 inches above normal. No snow fell today, which leaves the monthly total at 0.0 inches. The total snowfall for the year still stands at 0.0 inches. There were 6 heating degree days today, which is 14 below normal. This brings the monthly total to 240, which is 45 above normal. The yearly total since July 1st is 577, which is 124 below normal. The normal high temperature for tomorrow is 55 degrees, and the normal low is 36. The record high for tomorrow is 81, which occurred in 1995, and the record low is 18, which occurred in 1988. Sunset tonight is at 6:29 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow is at 7:22 a.m. The current time is 8:51 p.m. Central Daylight Time.